Hello,
hello,
hello. What's up?
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We're live in the studio. Y'all have a day.
We just popping up, y'all. We didn't even tell.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yes.
We didn't even tell anybody we was coming
up. No, we did not. So you guess what, y'all? We're going to go live and do our recording
this week.
So, again, I'm Holy Water.
And I'm Hellfire.
Yeah.
It's on, y'all. Hey, somebody.
Hey, we can't see y'all because we have, if y'all understood that we have stuff set up, the tripods over there.
Way over there.
We're over here, lighting, mics. So we have to talk on our mics. So y'all, y'all tune in, support us. We just want y'all to understand that there's somebody out there that had the same problems, struggles, thoughts,
dreams,
that too. Love
as everybody else.
So we're gonna be talking about it this week. Something special, I think.
Yes, something special.
Something really special.
Something really special and really real.
Very real.
Mm-hmm. You know, we keep it real, real. I know they have the real. Oh, my face look a little white. My face look,
girl. We white.
My face looking like.
Now let us know.
I look
white.
Powdery.
You powdery.
Let me powdery.
See. Let me see. Oh, you look great.
Oh, thank you.
I look white, though.
I look white.
Okay,
anyway,
we good.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. So yeah, we, you know, I was saying, you know, they already have the real.
Yes.
But we keep it triple real, okay?
Okay. The real, real, real.
The real, real, real. All right.
Oh, my God. We have such kindred spirits. So let me tell y'all something. Brittany and I have been friends, what, maybe a year? Over a year now?
Over a year now, yeah.
And when we met, we instantly just meshed. To the point where we met each other
right, okay?
So
this is not rehearsed, y'all.
Okay, it is not. And so, y'all, we were sitting around and we decided, we have all these conversations amongst each other and our friends. So we decided to do this podcast because we are some mature women who's gone through some things.
Yes, we have.
Yes. And we think that a lot of people deal with these same things and we are afraid to talk about it.
No, not that we think, we know.
We know we're afraid to talk about it.
No, we know that people deal with these things.
Oh, we know y'all deal with it.
Yes, we know y'all deal with it.
We know y'all deal with it.
It's just that we are afraid as people to talk about things.
To talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So this week, Hellfire, tell them what we're going to be talking about.
So this week, we're going to talk about, can you love two people at the same time?
At the same time.
Not only love, but be in love with two people.
Be in love with two people.
At the same time.
At the same time.
So, can you be in love with two people at the same time?
Can you be in love? And the answer is yes. You can be in love with two people at the same time.
Can you?
Yeah, and y'all tune in, comment, share, say, hey, whatever you want. Just don't cuss us out because Hellfire can cuss you back.
Yeah, so, I'm going to cuss for her and me.
Yes, she got my back too. So we kind of we've gone through a lot of things in our lives.
Right.
And we've all been on the receiving end of this where we've been in love with two people or we've been with someone and they had someone else.
Yeah, on both sides.
Yeah, and so we wonder, can you be in love with two people? We've done some research and we've spoken to guys, and we really want to do this for the ladies.
We spoke to over 200 guys.
Yeah.
And they said that
the answer is yes.
They said they have absolutely been in love with two people. Simultaneously, at the same time.
Yeah.
So we said, well, how is that?
How is it possible?
So what did they say? What did you hear?
Basically, he said, a couple of guys said that, you know, maybe they met someone and they were in love with them and that relationship, you know, kind of went its course. They've been together for a while and then they meet someone new.
Right.
And they get this excitement.
Right.
They get all these jittery feelings
right.
and things.
Right.
And it feels like love. Right.
Right. Right.
And so they were drawn to the person. They couldn't let her go.
Right.
They wanted them both.
Yeah.
And we know it's happened with me before, y'all. Can we just be real? I'd have been with somebody and I was the other girlfriend. So
yeah, I've been in that position before myself.
Yeah.
Before I was married though.
Yeah. Me too.
So let me be clear before
Let's
I was
be
married.
Clear.
But I'm not married now.
Let's be
so
clear.
So let me say that. So, yeah, you're right. The guys have said that. But one particular guy stated that he said that he does believe that you can be in love with two people at the same time. Well, you can love two people at the same time. Yes. This is what he said. He believes you can love two people at the same time, but he does not believe that you can be in love with two people at the same time.
Yeah, and that's the question.
Right.
Do you love one more than the other?
Right.
Do you have a different type of love for the other person than you do?
Yeah.
And it's possible.
Right.
So, you know, I was reading today, because y'all, we researched.
Yeah, I was reading too.
So I went and I read, and more than often, we find that there are men who love two different women.
Right.
And one particular, I went into one website and he was saying that the guy himself, he was in love with his wife. He was with her for years. They had the kids. They did all this stuff. And then he met this other woman. And he was so afraid. You know, he was like, well, he hadn't had sex with this woman. He hadn't done anything. So there was no sex involved. And y'all, most of the time when you think someone's in love or with two people, you automatically think sex.
And it's not always
sex. It's not always sex. Sometimes it's just a mental, you know, connection.
And
or
mental
something.
To me is better than sex.
It's much better than sex.
Right. The sex so is just better. The icing on the cake.
Yeah. And so he struggled with it, and he tried to stay away from this woman. You know, he prayed, he did all these things, but he kept feeling drawn to that person.
Okay.
To the point to where he told his wife, because he couldn't stay away from her. Mm-hmm. Then they all moved in with each other.
That's what happened to the lady. I'll tell my what I read.
Yeah, so then they all moved in with each other.
Right.
And they tried to make that work, but you know, ladies. We get all in our feelings.
Yeah,
so that didn't work with the ladies.
Right.
And it didn't work. So we ended up losing both of them.
Oh, really?
He did.
So what I read was a lady who was in love with two guys, y'all. It was a lady.
Yes.
She was in love with two guys. She told her husband. Her husband accepted it.
He did. I read that.
Right. Yeah. He accepted it. And then she moved him in.
She moved them
and
in.
And one man was upstairs and one man was downstairs.
Yeah.
And she was having sex with both of them, right?
Yes, she was.
And she was in love with both of them.
She was in love with both
and,
of them.
And actually, it worked out.
It worked out.
It worked out.
Yeah.
Because she felt like you, she said in the article, this is the article, that no one man could love you completely. Like no one man could satisfy her 100%. So she felt like she needed a man to satisfy her in this area and a man to satisfy her in the other area, whatever those areas were. So do you guys agree that one man cannot satisfy you or one woman cannot satisfy you 100%? It's just a question.
It's just a question. Let us know. Give us y'all's thoughts.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw an article one time, too. It said these days you need seven men.
Seven, girl.
One, it was like one to be your boyfriend that you can talk to, one to go shopping with, one to pay the bills, you know. And it was like this whole little. Matter of fact, I had a client.
You had that sex line, seven?
No, was only one or two, maybe three.
Okay, all right, because she gonna be tired. And why? Okay.
And I have a client that wrote an article about this too. And, hey, Katrina. Hey, girl.
Hey, y'all.
So, and she was trying to send me the article on, I think she wrote this piece about women needing more than one man to help out with the different things. So, what do y'all think? Do you think that y'all need help? If you're married, could you have somebody else help with the bills? Like,
sometimes the man need help. I need help. Everybody need a little help every now and then.
Help me cook.
Help me cook. Help me wash clothes. Yeah. Can we share these responsibilities?
So what happens when, we share the responsibilities and now that's cute. But what happens when you get to the intimate part? When you have sex with him, if somebody's going to be in their feelings, right? How would you work that? I couldn't live with them.
No. Well, if it's two women in the house and one man, there's definitely going to be some goddamn issues. Because women are emotional.
Yes.
I know for myself, I don't think I could do it.
I can't.
Because if he's downstairs more than he upstairs with me, that's a damn problem. Because I know this is good.
Oh, my God.
I need to. And I'm sure if he's upstairs more with me than downstairs with her,
she's going to be upset.
She's going to be a little upset.
So technically,
I can do it.
So technically, I think
guys would agree
that y'all could do this. But the women,
guys do this.
Oh, they doing it. Y'all may feel like this is something. Ooh, how could they be sitting there talking about that, y'all? I'm holy water. I've been up, down, all around,
fire.
And back to it again. And what I've experienced in my years of living is there's a lot of things that is not scripted. There's no prerequisites to love. There's a lot of things and guidelines and rules that we try to stay within, and it's just not
right. Because who made the rules anyway, right?
She loves to say that, but I just call outside the lines now.
I'm just outside the lines a little bit. I just scribble scratch all over the paper.
Yeah,
okay?
So ladies, we've all been faced with a situation where your husband has probably cheated on you.
Or boyfriend, or girlfriend. Because these girls are cheaters. Girls are cheating more than the men these days.
Let me tell y'all something.
And getting away with it.
Yes, they are. But let me tell y'all something. I'm Katrina Living Testimony. I have a lot to share. I've dated women before. And one of the things that happened with me.
Girl, you went there.
So okay. I dated women, and one of the things I felt like, because and this is a little off subject, gonna get a little deep. I was molested as a young girl, so I struggled growing up with dating men,
and
just kind of going back and forth and struggling within myself.
Right.
But what I realized was I thought that I was safe dating women, and that women would never hurt me. But girl, them girls just like the boys.
Girl, the same, the one.
They worse than the boys.
She heard it, you just like
the boys. She heard it, me. And
heard it, you.
Heard it, me. And after that, I was
she young. Heard it, you.
So I was like, no. So they are. They do just as much as the men.
They hurt do. Is hurt. It doesn't matter if it's from a man or a woman.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So I don't know about y'all, but I don't know if I've ever been in love with two people.
I haven't.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't know why
I haven't been in love with two people? Because I really only date one person at a time.
Me too. I've only dated one person
at a time. Right.
Now, I have been with someone and started liking another person strongly.
Yeah.
And didn't.
I've experienced that.
And wasn't ready to let go of this person.
Right. Person.
Person. They probably watching. Hey, person. and so I kind of cheated. I cheated once in my life with someone. I cheated. I cheated. And I probably
But you weren't married.
No.
Is it cheating if you're not married?
I've only been married one time in my life. Yeah. Oh, really? Is it cheating if you're not married?
Right. Is it cheating if you're not married?
And are you a side chick if they're not married? And the answer is no. You can't be a side chick to a boyfriend, right?
Right. Well, I mean,
asked the question, and that's one of my clients told me no. And, you know, I believe.
So you can't be a side. I think you can be a side chick to a boyfriend if he's living and committed to somebody. Because commitment to me is just commitment.
Commitment is commitment. Okay. Y'all heard it from
me. That's just my opinion. I mean, I don't know.
What do y'all think?
Yeah,
are you a side chick if you're dating a man who's dating another woman? Are you a side chick? Or does that just apply to being married?
I just think if your marriage is just commitment, I think the piece of paper is just another form, just something.
No, marriage is more than commitment.
I mean, marriage is commitment as well. But if you feel like you're committed to this person and you live with them, then what they say, you common law married or something.
So y'all let us know. Do you think if you have a boyfriend and some of y'all are probably dating? Because here, let's just be honest. There are 10 women to one man in Houston.
Right.
All right. So most of y'all watching this has either experienced dating two people, or your husband or somebody has done this.
Right.
So we're not exempt from it. Let's not act like it doesn't happen.
Right.
It's something happens. And so we just want to share with y'all because, hey, happens to us too. Cute wig and all. So, you know. But
You know what? I'm trying to see if I've been cheating. I wasn't cheated on in my marriage, and I didn't cheat in my marriage.
Yeah.
So, but I think I didn't cheat in my marriage.
You
know what? I have been cheated on as a girlfriend, though.
You were.
Girl, yes.
Did it hurt you?
You damn right. Yeah, he hurted me, girl. You damn right it hurt. You damn right
it
did. But, honey, when I found out his ass was cheating, he tried to do the Carver Bryant and buy me the biggest ring he could find. The biggest
bracelet. Did you take the ring, though? Did you take
the ring? I took the ring, the bracelet, and the necklace. Okay. It was a set because we weren't married.
You should have.
And, girl, and then he bought me a house full of furniture. So, you know what I said? Cheat again.
Can you cheat again?
Can you cheat again? So I can catch you and get some more good stuff.
Oh, my God.
But it didn't feel good. Honestly, though, it didn't feel good at all.
Because women don't want to share, especially when you love someone.
Right.
And let's be honest.
Women don't want to share in America.
Where, oh, so now
that, so that's that, another story.
That's a whole nother story. Because right. if we really go back to the way
we, the, who we really be, are,
who right. we are, y'all do your research, find out we're not black people. Black is not a
color. A race. It's a color.
It's a color.
Right.
And we're not black people. Right. But anyways, if we take it back to our roots, to our ancestors, y'all, the men have multiple wives. Okay?
Okay. They have as many wives
as they can take care of.
Exactly.
And Boom Barclay can come get me if he wants to.
And take care of me.
Take care of me, please.
But yeah. So yeah. We can't see y'all comments, but I know I see y'all coming.
I
baby.
See keep, y'all. Hey, yeah, y'all keep talking, coming. Keep commenting. Yeah.
And
let us
there's
know.
No rules for this. We're only saying what we experienced, what we heard, yeah. what we read. So
and we're making this
and we're
fun.
Not saying it's us.
We're making it fun so y'all can talk
right.
about it. And
right.
Y'all, you know what? We're too stuffy these days.
Oh, yes. Everybody's so stuffy.
Everybody
want to get an attitude for no reason. Just
everybody,
because.
Man. And we need to loosen up a little bit, ladies.
Yeah, let your
head off. Take your wig off for a second.
Right.
Let your brain breathe.
Unbutton your pants. Let your stomach hang. Breathe.
That's what y'all want. Breathe. It's a song called
yeah,
Breathe.
It's a song called Breathe.
Yeah. Breathe. Let's do it, y'all. Inhale.
Okay.
Exhale.
Ooh, girl, I've been breathing a lot lately. Like, look, like I don't breathe, but I've been breathing when in and exhaling out, like, so much lately.
That's good. You should.
Yeah, girl, my lungs are getting so strong.
Okay. You should, y'all. Breathe a little bit. It's okay. Ladies.
Like you have it, like you're in labor.
It's been a long time. I don't remember how that goes. I don't remember. But
anyway,
listen.
Yeah.
Breathe a little bit. Let's talk. Y'all start talking. You can't talk to everybody. Y'all can talk to us. But talk to someone. Find you someone that's real. Your real friends you can talk to. Because there's a lot of depression. There's a lot of people that
suicide.
Are suicidal. There's a lot going on. And so that's why we do this. So can we talk? We need
talk?
To talk.
We definitely need to talk.
Come and talk to me.
I really
want to
be
you, boy.
I really want to know your name. I can't sing, y'all. But
so,
I wish I could. Uh-oh,
we need to
I'm
talk a little bit.
Chill.
We need to talk a little bit. So back to me, when I was dating somebody, what I was going to say is, I probably would have continued seeing that other person, but I got busted. I got caught.
How did you get caught? We don't get caught. How did you get caught?
Because I didn't know how to cheat. I've never cheated.
Cheating is an instinct.
It is. I didn't do it. Oh, really? I didn't get it.
From what I heard.
Okay, but most women,
they say most women that cheat don't get caught.
Well, honey, she got caught.
How you get caught?
I must be in that one third. I can't remember. Oh, God, it's been some years ago.
But you got busted.
I got busted. I think I left something on my phone or something. I got busted.
So did you,
and I had
so
to make
your
a
real
choice.
Boyfriend, did y'all break up? Did he leave you?
I left.
Oh, you did?
I left. I went and left for the other.
Because you wanted to leave anyway.
I was out the door. I think that when women cheat, and
yeah,
that's another thing.
When most women cheat.
And women don't collect, we replace.
We replace. Men collect women.
Men collect women,
like,
but women replace.
Right, replace.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so when I was cheating, I was mentally already cheating.
Yeah, so you actually replacing him.
Yeah.
So you moving out that situation, graduating.
Into another. And I think because of the lifestyle and the things that was going on my home, all that, I wasn't ready to let that go. And so that's why. It happens.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, I'm not so holy, y'all. She's done a lot of things.
Yeah, everybody has.
Yeah.
You have a past. I have a past, you know.
Yeah, but girl, honey. But if,
I cheated before too, though, when I was dating.
You did?
Yeah, girl.
Did you get busted?
You know what? I didn't get busted, but guess what? The guy that I was cheating with, he got busted.
Wait a minute. Oh, he had somebody too.
Yes. Well, he was supposed to have somebody, but come to find out, he was messing around with somebody.
Yeah.
So my guy had gone out of town.
Your main guy.
My main guy went out of town.
Okay.
So then I went over to my guy's house that I was cheating with because he wanted me to stay at home because he wanted me to be with him because I could have went out of town with my main guy.
With the main guy, but you stayed with the side guy.
I stayed with the side guy. I called the side guy about 40 times and he wasn't answering the phone. So So I just get up and I say, you know what? I had my girlfriend over. Uh-huh. And I said, Michelle, I'll be back. I'm supposed to go over here and see what
he did. Did a little drive-by, way on in A-League,
y'all. And I'm coming from.
Girl, you know we'll get there, girl. Baby, we're going to get there if it's 2 hours to drive. I'm on my way.
Make a long story short, I get there. They don't open the door. I'm knock on the door. But there's other people in the house. So I find a 40-ounce bottle. Because I knock on the door. Yes, baby, I did. I knock on the door. They don't open. I find a 40-ounce bottle in the trash can, and I just take it in. Pow! Busted by the door. Girl, they ran to the door because they thought it was a gunshot.
We don't shoot guns. We throw eggs
in
bottles.
No, but listen, I had my gun that night. I had my pistol.
Oh, my God.
It was a bottle that I bust by the door, but they opened the door. When they opened the door, I just bust in. I said, is he here? They said, no, he ain't here. I said, yeah, damn. Like, I run upstairs. He in the bed with the girl and her baby.
It wasn't his baby?
No, it wasn't his damn baby.
So your side guy was cheating on you.
Yeah, my side guy was cheating on me.
Yeah, and that's the question I want to ask. Do y'all really think that the side guy doesn't cheat on the side chick?
No, the side guy does cheat on the side chick.
You know, or it's the side chick. Yeah, so like, okay, for instance, if he's married and a lady's sleeping with him,
right?
He's not going to be faithful to the side chick.
No, I don't know. Maybe for a couple of months, but not long yet.
I think he's a cheater. He's just a cheater.
Yeah, he's just a cheater.
Yeah. He's just a cheater. Can y'all be in love? Have y'all ever been in love with two people at the same time? Mm. Do you think it's possible?
Do you think it's possible?
Because research and studies say that it is possible. The men that we talk to, and here's the thing. Men are more open to talking to other women that they're not in a committed relationship with than with their partners.
Right, yeah, they are.
Because we get a lot out of the guys, y'all. Yeah. We talk to guys, and most of the time, they really want to talk.
Yeah, they feel like they can't even talk to their spouse.
Yeah, girl.
And not just talk about another woman, because of course they don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
But anything.
Like the guy we met at BJ's.
And
oh, my God. Oh, my God. We did an interview with a guy at BJ's. And he took our number. He just blew us up. But he just was like, needed someone to talk to. And I think the situation was, he was an older guy. I think he had like a younger wife.
Yeah.
He'd been working, providing for her.
Right. And he lost his job. Right.
And then she stepped out on him.
But then she started treating him like a dog, y'all.
Yeah, mistreating him. And he really wanted to talk.
Dogging him out.
He really, really wanted to talk. He was like, man, I just love y'all.
He was like, I'm on my way to the house that is not a home.
That is not a home. He did say that. And that was crazy.
He was so unhappy.
He was very unhappy.
Because, I mean, yeah. Because we had to start charging his ass. He was calling so much.
Yes. He almost stalked us, though.
Yeah, he did.
He almost stalked us. But he needed someone to talk to. So, ladies, listen. We understand that. What did they say? Men are for Venus, women are for Mars.
That's a great book. Did you read that?
Yeah. But, y'all, you need to. There's another book out there, too.
The one we got?
No. My pastor guy. It'll come up to me.
Okay. You talking
About understanding men, ladies and men. There's a book to understand women, and there's a book to understand men. We don't think the same at all. And a lot of times, women love men based on how we want men to love us.
Right.
And the men don't love that way. You know?
No.
They don't love that way. So we have to be able to talk to our men, even if they say stuff to us that we know we want to stab them in the throat about.
Right.
But you need to let them open up and talk, because 9 out of 10. Relationships fail because of not communicating.
Right.
And they normally step out with someone else because he felt like, I could talk to her.
Right.
I could talk to her. So y'all start talking. Stop fussing about the dishes. And
Right. That's the thing. They're fussing. Like, they're not talking. So men feel like that you've been their mother and not their wife.
Yeah.
So when they feel that way, they start to reject you and venture out. And like Holy Water said, seek advice and communicate with someone else who they feel that can understand them. So ladies, don't fuss at your man. Don't ridicule him. Don't treat
him
like
your
child. Don't put him down. Don't call him ugly.
Unless he cuss you out.
Or hit you. Nah,
gloves off.
Yeah.
Okay, now go ahead.
Just be a wife and not a mother. Be a mother to your kids and be a wife to your husband.
But
love him, treat him nice. What, sis?
I don't think we know how.
We don't know how. It's really hard to be a wife.
I don't think we know how to be a wife.
We haven't been taught to be a wife.
We haven't been taught. Nobody has really.
Is there a blueprint to being a wife, though? Really?
Girl, we got to Google it.
Okay.
I think Google. Right. Let's ask Google.
Yeah, is there a blueprint to being a wife, y'all? Let us know. Hit us up. Email us. What's our email?
Let us know. Info at
holywaterandhellfire.com.
And it's also talk. We have two. At holywaterandhellfire.com.
Talk at holywaterandhellfire.com.
Yeah. And let us know some subjects y'all want to talk about. We won't disclose your name. You don't have to disclose your name. Just give us the subject, because a lot of these subjects comes from other people. Right. And so we start thinking, okay, yeah, we've experienced this at some point in our lives. And that's what we're here for. Let's just kind of break this
monotony.
Thank you. You know,
we need to talk about it. Yeah, let's talk about it. We can talk about anything. We can talk about whatever you guys want to talk about.
Yeah.
So kind of switching gears a little bit, we have a few minutes left. I want to talk about your weekend, you know, because last week we talked about you were going to your family reunion.
Yes.
I was going to the Bahamas.
Yes,
to celebrate.
Did.
Yetta's birthday.
Happy birthday, Yetta.
Yetta.
She's not on Facebook, but happy birthday. We're going to give you a shout out. You'll hear it on our podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So how was your weekend?
My weekend was great. We had a wonderful time. Hey, family.
Hey, fam.
For the first time, we had over 200 family members show up for the family reunion.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing.
200. That's good.
Brooks family, y'all. What's
Brooks
up?
Brooks in the house.
So it was great. Had a good time. I was able to woosaw. And one of the things I posted... I'm from the country, Woodville, population maybe less than 2,000 now. Mm-hmm. I think when I moved away, it may have been 2,000.
And it's less than that?
It may be, because people move away, you know,
the kids move away and all that.
But my mom, hey mama, she purchased some land for us. And for a long time, I was like, I'm not going home, you know. And but for some reason, this particular time, I walked the land, and it's like 8 acres of land, you know, and it's really nice. My sister has her little area. I have my mom. And I was able to really appreciate it this time. You know, I heard the birds chirping. I could hear crickets. I heard frogs. You know, I mean, the sound
just
of nature.
Birds of nature, right.
Yeah. I mean, in Houston, y'all, we don't hear birds chirping. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we hear engines and cars flying and airplanes and fire policemen.
Sirens But I was able to really embrace that and woosah and just enjoy it. Being around my family brings me down. It gives me peace.
Right. It relaxes
you. The serenity. Oh, God. It was amazing.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing.
We might not have to move to the country.
We are. Listen, let me tell y'all something. I'm building my house home on my land. I never wanted to. I always was like, I'm just going to live in the city. Honey, I'm coming home.
Yeah, but you were younger then.
Yeah.
You were a city selector. Now you're a country girl. You're a country girl.
I'm always a country girl at heart.
Yeah, exactly.
But honey, when she retired, she built nothing.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Go to the country, relax, and sit on the porch, sip on coffee, and listen to the birds.
And I already have land, y'all. I couldn't appreciate having my own land. I didn't know what that meant.
Right.
Because it was there. But I'm like, you know what? This is such a blessing. And thank you, Mom. I appreciate it.
Right.
I appreciate all your hard work.
For the land. Yeah, we have land in Livingston, too.
I know. That's about 35
miles. Yeah, I'm going to build my house in Livingston on the land. Exactly. It's really nice. So, for me, I think I told you guys I was going to the Bahamas with some friends.
Yeah,
it was wonderful. It was six of us.
Six, yeah.
Celebrating a friend's birthday. It was great. And so, I took your advice. I was out there just... waving in the waves.
Becoming one with the universe.
Thank you.
Yes.
I was like, okay.
Girl,
the sound of the water sounds like music to your ears.
Good.
That was my first cruise, y'all.
That was your first cruise.
I loved it. Because I just never really wanted to go on a cruise.
Yeah.
At least I thought I didn't. But honey, let me tell you, I can't wait to go back. I got my life, girl.
She got her entire life.
I got my whole life.
So maybe we can go on a cruise for your birthday. November.
I kind of want to do something a little bit more faster for my birthday.
Well, she's so fast.
But the cruise was nice. And then when I got in the Bahamas, speaking of just stress-free life, those people out there are so happy.
Because they don't deal with the stress we deal with.
They are so happy, have a peace of mind.
Yeah.
They out there panhandling their t-shirts, making a bunch of money, laughing and smiling and dancing.
Simplicity.
Simplicity without all the hustle and bustle and stress. And I was like, I could really do this.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I could live out here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm ready for it, y'all. I'm so ready. I'm so ready, honey. I would trade in a G-Wagon for just a regular wagon. Horse and wagon.
A horse and a carriage. Just give me a peace of mind, honey. Oh,
honey, I'm like, son, y'all can have a G-Wagon. Take the car. And just
take all the bills.
I'm done. I'm over it.
Oh, my God. I thought the girls that I was with, I was like, you know what? I could just really live out here. I could just come out here and stay, and I don't have to worry. I could live in this little shack with the bricks on it.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about anything.
I don't have to worry about anything.
All I need is AC.
AC, water, and food.
I'm good. So that's good.
I had a great time. I had a great time. I'm looking forward to go back. Yeah. Even if we don't go back for my birthday, then we can definitely go back because...
Yeah, we'll have time.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I had a great time, y'all.
We'll have time to go.
It was awesome and amazing.
Yay! So y'all share. Let us know. Have you ever been in love? And if you want to be a guest, y'all let us know that too.
Right.
You can send the information. Go to our website, holywaterandhellfire.com, and you can, you know, go there for the email if you can't remember it. You can book us. We can come. Set up at a party.
Right.
Do live podcasting for y'all. And we talk about everything and anything. And if it's something that you're going through, you don't want to tell nobody, give it to us. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. We will not say your name.
Yes.
So, and you can catch us on iTunes. What is it? Google Play, CastBox. What's
yes,
I, all your podcast sites.
Yes.
With Apple
podcast
and
Addict. Yeah. All the major.
Right. All the major podcast platforms with iPhone and Apple. So again, y'all, we love you. It's always
love
a pleasure.
You.
I am Hellfire.
I'm Holy Water.
See you later. Mwah.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire.
Hi, y'all.
What's Hi, everybody. On? Everybody doing out there.
Everybody in the podcast land, y'all. So guess what? We're going to talk this week about...
We're going to talk about life insurance.
Yes, honey. Because guess what?
Guess what? Guess what?
GoFundMe is not a life insurance policy.
GoFundMe is not your life insurance policy.
It is not. We don't want to be remembered as that. So
it
yeah, we're going to talk about that. And Hellfire is going to lead a lot with this one because... We wear many hats, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And she is actually a licensed. Tell them what you... I'm going to have her to tell y'all.
Yes. Hello, everybody, again. I'm a licensed life and health insurance agent. I do sell life insurance and health insurance. So I'm a little, you know, knowledgeable on that. So we're going to talk about that, guys.
Yes, we need to talk about it. And I think it's important because we see a lot of people in the... African-American community,
mm-hmm.
when their relatives die, family members die, a lot of people, and this is not to disrespect anyone that's had to do it. This is just to kind of bring knowledge and light and awareness,
right.
You know, we don't want to be on social media doing a GoFundMe to bury our loved ones. I don't want
to. Well, we don't want
to. I don't want to.
Right. I don't either. But some of us, they think that's life insurance.
Yeah, and so that I think that's a big misconception.
It is a big misconception. They don't even understand the value of life insurance. And most people don't get it because they think it's expensive.
Yeah.
When really, it's barely, about...
$30.
Depending on your age, because of course, the younger you are, the cheaper it is.
Yeah.
The older you get, the more expensive it is.
Right.
However, life insurance is really, you know, if you're healthy and young, you can get it and pay that same amount for the duration of your life.
Yes.
You know?
And you're right, because I pay 30 something for both of my boys.
Exactly.
It's like $15, $16 a piece.
Right.
Exactly. Them.
And even when they get 30, 45, it's still going to be $16.
Right.
So it's best that you get it when you're young. And if you have young kids, go ahead and get it now.
Yeah.
Because it's pennies on a dollar. And if you're still young and fairly healthy, it's still affordable.
Right.
You know, it's barely cost as much as a daily cup of coffee.
You know what I'm saying? And even for me, I was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 30.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had life insurance on me at the time. Well, she let it go. And then when I decided to pick it up for myself, I had already been diagnosed.
Okay.
So that's why it's so important to me. And since that diagnosis, I've had life insurance, but because I have a pre-existing condition, I pay a little more, but it's still not expensive.
It's still not
expensive.
I pay 50,
maybe $50 a month for life insurance, but then I have all those other policies.
Right, those small policies. Yeah, mm-hmm. The disabilities.
Yeah, for cancer, heart accident, those things. Yeah.
And those are great policies they have in place too. But again, back on the life insurance policy, and there's value in different life insurance policies as well. There's one called the IUL, which is an Index Universal Life Policy. Mm-hmm. And with that policy, you have a life insurance policy as well as like a kind of like a savings account in one.
Right.
So you can, the money that you put in, part of it pays your policy, and then the other half of your premium goes towards like a savings, and it definitely creates cash value.
Does it draw interest?
It draws interest and compound interest. And what compound interest is that every year it's the year interest before on top of the next year
interest. On top of the next year. Okay.
Right. So you can actually borrow against it as well and build a retirement fund with it.
So yeah, so you mentioned that to me. We were talking about this yesterday, that when you can build a retirement fund with for people that are, and that's good for people that are self-employed.
Exactly. Yeah. For people that are self-employed and for people that are employed by employees.
Because they can have as much
insurance as you want. And also with the IUL, you can take a lump sum of money and just dump it into that policy. And it all that'll go towards your savings, building interest and compound interest. And it's tax deductible.
Yeah.
So you can write it off on your taxes.
And I think if it's the same thing, after 10 years, you can't do anything you can pull all your money out after 10 years.
After 10 years, you can pull it all out if you want to. Yeah. With no penalties.
That's the one I look
for. But there's no penalties anyway. If you dump it all into IUL, there's no penalties as if you had a 401k, you know how they penalize you and you have to.
Right.
Pay like 30% back or whatever, but if you put it in the IUL and you pull it all out, you can pull it out anytime, but after 10 years you can pull it out and you have to pay
no penalty, no taxes,
no anything.
Right. So for somebody that is young who doesn't know about insurance or the importance of insurance or how to even go about it, what do you suggest them to do? If they should be, you know, give someone a call.
For someone who wants insurance or inquiring about the knowledge, I recommend that you can call me.
But her real name is we business over here, honey.
Yes, we business. Call Bridget Williams at 832-540-7592. That's my cell number. Call me anytime.
Y'all got that? Repeat the number again. What was the number?
Well, you know what? I think it's...
She got so many numbers, y'all.
832-540-7952. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the number. So if you need insurance, if you just want to ask questions about it, give her a call. She's licensed. She's very knowledgeable when it comes to it. She's helped me. You know, iron sharpens irons. I don't know everything. So when I have questions about my insurance, because I'll call you and be like, sis, you know, what can I do with this because of this? And you'll send me links. And she's very knowledgeable with that. So I just suggest that you guys reach out to someone. There's no dumb questions because we don't know it all. And I think one of the biggest problems for Black people is that we are afraid of what we don't know. And if something challenges us, instead of doing it, we shut down and we just don't do it. So we need to have insurance on our kids. Get it. Bailey, my grandbaby's 5. I'm going to put her in a life insurance policy because it's cheaper now. You don't have to pay so much money.
Right.
And then she can keep it. You know, I can transfer it. Oh, it's transferable.
Yeah, it is transferable.
Yeah, it's transferable.
Yeah, you can transfer it to her.
To her.
Yeah.
And y'all,
but you might want to keep it, though.
Yeah, yeah. So, and y'all, you know, we do a lot of transferring Section 8 housing. Let's just be real.
Right.
We got
generations.
Pass down Section 8 housing to our kids. The kids, the mother passed it down to her kids and her kids. So, you know, we need to get out of that mindset of holding on to public housing, Section 8, and food stamps. And let's try to get some insurance, because what you said to me the other day, that's how you establish generational wealth.
Right, exactly.
And we wonder, how do other races get this money? Well, the day they have kids, the first stop they make is not to the WIC office.
It's to the insurance.
Thank you.
Right.
So they put their kids in insurance.
And a lot of times if their kids have accidents or, you know,
accident policies and everything.
Right. That's a great start for someone when you have a nice insurance policy on someone that accidentally died or, you know, God forbid. But that's a great way to start a new business, buy a new home.
Yeah.
Pass it down to your kids.
Exactly.
You know, so I think everyone should invest in life insurance. you know.
And tell us the difference between, and I know, and I'm saying it for the people that are listening, because there are people, see, I'm asking questions that a lot of people are probably afraid to ask. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between a term life policy and a whole life policy?
Okay, so a whole life policy is exactly what it says. Whole life is for your duration of your life.
Right.
The premium will not change. You don't have to worry about it increasing or decreasing. Yeah. However, a term life is exactly what it says. Term is for the term of the policy. So if you get the policy for 10 years term,
yes,
it's going to be at that set rate monthly for 10 years. After that 10 years, it's going to increase.
It increases.
It's going to increase dramatically because of the fact you're 10 years older. Now, God forbid if you have a illness, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you definitely, I recommend you get a whole.
Whole life is recommended.
Do
not get a term life insurance policy. And I think if you do a term life insurance policy, that's for if you're older, right?
No, you can do a term.
If you don't want to do a term life young because you may live 70 years.
Yeah.
From what I was told. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah.
No, you're right. You know. Well, you can do a term life young, say you don't want it, because terms are cheaper. So let me go there. So if you want to do it, but they don't bill cash value either.
Right.
So there's
really
no benefit in term. But say you get a term for 10 years, right? You're 20 and now you're 30. But before you turn 30, before the 10 years up, you can revert that term into a whole policy.
Right.
So I recommend that if you don't want to spend a lot of money, and not that it costs a lot anyway, depending on your age.
Right.
But if you did go into a term, I recommend you flip your term into a whole before the term is over.
Right. Okay.
So your insurance won't be so expensive once the term ends because now you're 10 years older.
So in case we forget that, because that's 10 years, that's a whole decade, people forget, just the best thing to do is just go with a whole life insurance.
The best thing to do is just go with a whole life insurance policy.
Yeah.
I recommend an IUL. Index Universal Life, again, where you can build cash value, you can build a retirement fund, it's just like a savings, you can pull it out when you want to, you can dump as much money into it as you want to.
Right.
For the IUL.
Another thing, I've heard people say that they've had policies, and as they paid on the policies, the amount of money that they would have gotten had there been an issue, it decreased. I don't know if that falls on the term life policy. So someone was explaining to me that they had a policy, and I think in the beginning the policy would have paid out, let's say, $100,000. But as they continue to pay on it over the years, that payout decreased.
You know what? I've heard of that too. I know that's not an IUL, but that may be one of the older policies.
Yeah.
And the policies have changed tremendously with the new wave.
Okay.
So I've heard of that as well. And I think maybe it's an index policy or something.
But we don't want to do that.
No, we don't want to do index. And I think it goes up and down with the stock market.
Right.
Or something like
it
that.
It fluctuates.
So it fluctuates. So I'm not too knowledgeable on that, but I definitely heard about that. But I don't think that they have policies like that anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these days it takes about a good $10,000 to do a decent burial. How much?
Oh my God. Yeah. More.
So do a decent burial.
Mm-hmm.
You suggest that they get at least $20,000 or more?
I suggest they get at least $25,000
or more.
Yeah.
To be able to
bury
them comfortably
and
maybe pay a few bills.
Right.
You know, because if you have a home, as we do, as you do, and your kids, as we both have, they may, of course, inherit your home.
Right.
So while they're trying to bury you, they still have monthly expenses to take care of as well.
Right.
You know, and so that extra money will kind of
definitely come in handy.
And so that's something that we need to think about. And why do Black people, why are we so afraid to talk about death and insurance?
Well, for one reason, the reason why we don't get insurance is because, first of all, like we said, they feel like it's too expensive.
Yeah.
And then they feel like it's for babies or old people, which is not true.
Not true, because we're dying young.
Exactly. And then they feel like, oh, I don't need it. I'm strong and healthy. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Right. Nobody knows. Yeah.
They say I have insurance through their job. And that's another thing. You may have insurance through your job, but if your job lays you off,
then
you
that's
have
gone.
No insurance.
And that's happening a lot.
Yes.
People who've been on jobs for 20, 15 to 30 years, all of a sudden you go in one day, you get a pink slip, the place is closed, your insurance is gone. We cannot depend, y'all, we cannot continue to depend on other people.
No, you have to insure
to take
yourself.
Care of us.
Yeah, you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. That's like, to me, our people will pay $200 for bundles of hair,
shoes,
you know, hotel rooms, going, showing out on Instagram. And I don't understand. I promise you, I think it's only 10% of the African-American community that has life insurance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's really sad.
That's very sad. That's very sad. And they also feel like, oh, I don't need it. I don't have kids. It's not, you don't have to have kids to have life insurance. Somebody has to pay to bury you.
Bury yourself.
Bury yourself.
I don't want that burden to be on my mom or my sister or my kids. I mean, it's bad enough they have to deal with the loss. So let's just try to make it easier on our family members, y'all. So guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We can, y'all can call Bridget Hellfire. She gave y'all the number. You can have a conversation with her. She can get you some policies going.
Right.
Come on, let's insure. Let's go ahead and put insurance on each other.
Yeah, you know? And just to make it, you know, make it clear to them to show that they don't, you know, it's not that expensive. An average insurance policy on a 50-year-old that's healthy is still less than $50.
It is.
And even with yourself, you said that you've been diagnosed with cancer and you still pay like $50-something. So just imagine if you're younger, of course, if it's 50 on a 50-year-old, and that's about 50,000.
Right.
You know, maybe 100,000.
It's like 50,000. Well, I have two. So I have two. But it's not expensive.
Right.
It's what we pay you just throw it away. You go to eat, you know, you're out buying nail glue.
Right.
You get your nails done every 2 weeks.
Exactly. And that's once a month.
Right.
So you get your nails done every 2 weeks, $25, $50 every 2 weeks. That's $100. That's less than an insurance policy.
So is it that we just don't have the knowledge, or are we afraid to talk about debt?
I think it's a little bit both. We don't have the knowledge and we are afraid and we think it's an expense when it's really an asset.
Right.
So
we think of it as an expense.
Yeah, we think of it, oh, it's another bill and I can afford it. But you can, because you can afford those bundles of hair.
You do that and you have insurance on your car.
And your cell phone.
Oh my God. You pay monthly insurance on a cell phone, but you do not have a burial policy.
You got insurance on your cell phone, but not on yourself. Now, what sense does that make?
It is something wrong, y'all. We have to do better. And I think we.
And you got a case on your cell phone. You got it all.
You got a protector. You got a screen protector.
Okay, and insurance. You have no protection on your life.
And it's crazy.
Now, what sense does that make?
That doesn't make any sense. We were sitting there talking about that the other day. You know, we share a lot. We talk all the time. Yeah, we're just sharing with y'all. We talk all the time. I went to the MD Anderson the other day, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my God, just having to deal with this again. I wasn't in a place where I was like, what if, you know?
What if something
happens and I leave here, you know, I die. Let's just be real. We're all gonna die one day, y'all. Wake up. We're gonna die. Life is terminal. Life is terminal. If you're here living now and you hear my voice, you will soon die.
You know what they say, you live, die. But they say you live, pay taxes, and die.
And die.
All those are true.
So you're going to die. And if this conversation scares you, it's because you don't have the knowledge. You just don't understand.
Right.
It used to scare me when I was younger. I didn't want to talk about it. But the thought of being diagnosed with breast cancer, I guess because I was faced with that. Now I'm so adamant about paying my insurance.
Right.
To the point where I tell my kids, hey, this is what the insurance policy, you know, I've told my sister. Even my sister, I have hers. You know, get it. Share it with people.
Right.
Tell everybody about your policy.
We need to have those conversations with our kids. And you're right. As a culture, we don't want to face the reality of death.
And why? Because we play Jesus more than anybody. Why are we scared and we hallelujah more than anybody?
If anything, we need to be scared to live.
And then, like this song will say, it's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die.
It's too hard living, but I'm afraid.
Now, that song means a lot to me now. Because when I used
so
to hear that
true.
Song, it's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die.
That is so
But
true.
You know what? Death is the best thing that can happen to us.
It really is. It's peaceful.
It's peace.
From what I see.
You don't know you're dead.
You think you sleep.
You think you sleep. Think about it. When you go to bed at night.
You are dead.
Yes.
Because you won't
know anything.
You will not know.
I don't know from 10 o'clock what happened until the next morning. And my client was telling me this morning, this is so funny. Hey, Miss Jean, girl, I know you're listening. So she told me this morning she had to go take an MRI, girl. And she's very knowledgeable, y'all. Get you around some elders. Elders, they pour life into you.
Oh, my God.
They're so knowledgeable, and they share so much, and I love my clients. They share so much with me. So anyway, girl, she had to do an MRI. Mm. And we get on these subjects, talking about life insurance and stuff. She's like, girl, I was so scared. She said, I'm laying in the machine. And I said, this must be what it feels like to be in a casket. I said, baby, that is not what it feels like to be in a casket. Because once you're in a casket, you're not going to know you're in a casket.
You don't even know you're in a casket.
So that's that thing. We think we're going to feel it, or death hurts. God said he took the sting out of death. You don't know it.
You don't know
it. You won't know it. So I could be sitting here with you today, as it's happened before, and walk out of here and just, God forbid, I don't see tomorrow.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. That's just how we live life in vapor. So, y'all, come on now.
Right, we really, really, really need to get it together.
We got to do
better. Speaking of how we insure everything else, like we said, the cell phone, we insure the cars, but not
the person
that's
in the car.
You
can't drive it out the parking lot until you have insurance on.
You cannot.
You know?
But the person in the car is not insured.
When you think about it, there's insurance on everything.
Everything.
When you buy a TV, you want insurance. I've shopped in Amazon's cart. Just furniture. When you buy it on Wayfair, like, do you want to take out the insurance on it?
Yeah.
Like, there's insurance.
The insurance, the warranty insurance.
Right. So, it's insurance for everything, y'all. So, let's just do better. Please, y'all.
So, let's insure our
lives. Let's insure our lives.
Let's insure our kids. Let's insure our parents, our friends.
Yeah. And if y'all don't mind, I'll put some insurance on y'all. Y'all can put something on me. What's the problem?
Absolutely.
That's the come up.
At the end of the day, if anything happens, God forbid, the insurance policy is in place and everything is going to be much easier.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you, some people, they say, I had somebody say this, I'm not leaving no insurance for them to come up on me when I die and they get this money.
I think that's
but
so selfish.
That is
ignorant.
Foolish and ignorant.
Ignorant. Oh my God.
Ignorant.
Why would you want to leave something for your family? Why would you want to leave something for your kids?
You that ignorant that you're going to die, and the last thing that everybody going to remember about you, and it's going to come up in the feeds in your memory, is you had to have a darn GoFundMe.
And a fish fry.
And barbecue. You're very good. So listen, you got 30,000. Look, you got 10,000, 30,000 followers on Instagram. You got all these cute pictures. You don't have it going on, boo,
if you don't have
a life insurance policy
no,
on
don't.
Yourself and your kids.
And your kids.
So my kids are 23. Yours is 23 and 15. Mine is 23 and 27. I have a life insurance policy on the both of them.
And so do I.
And God forbid if something happened to me, I hope they can take it and continue.
And build. Yeah, maybe start a great business or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
And so, I recommend that you get at least $50,000.
Yeah.
Because for every $1,000, it's only maybe like 50 cents.
Girl, let me tell you something. DuPont, I'm with Credit Union. Credit Union, I paid $3 for just $2,000 life insurance. You know what I mean? Because they'll sing you the little things. And I was like, I'll take it.
Yeah, you can't have too much.
And they just draft it out,
right.
You know? And if you put it on automatic draft, it's just like going through the toll. We pay $40 to go through a toll, but we won't pay for a life insurance policy. It's only $15, y'all.
Because people think they're not going to die.
That's the sad thing.
Not that some of us, we are afraid,
we think we have time.
Yeah, you think you have time.
Think we have time.
When time is running out. I mean,
for
every day is another day that you're aging.
Closer to
death.
Every day is another day closer to death.
Exactly.
So, a lot of people probably won't tune in when y'all hear us talk about life insurance policy.
I hope they do. I think they will.
I hope so. We get a lot of, people listen to us when we act silly, but we're serious, y'all. We try to make sure we take care of our families, our kids, ourselves, and we just want to share the love with y'all. It's easy. Call Bridget again. What's the phone number, Bridget?
832-540-7952, guys. Call me with your comments, questions, or concerns about life insurance or health insurance, because I do health insurance as well.
Yes.
Please
call it health insurance, y'all. Y'all understand right now what's going on with health insurance. It is a mess.
It is.
It is a big mess.
It can be expensive, too, but you need to find the right carrier.
Right.
that fits your needs.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Then that's why you need to speak with the agent or someone that can help you figure out. Because what works for her, it's not going to work for me.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yes. So what are y'all's thoughts? Y'all let us know. Y'all, don't forget, we do have our website. You can go on to our website. It's holywaterandhellfire.com. Y'all can leave reviews.
Right.
You can send us an email.
Right. What's our email?
Our email is talk@holywaterandhellfire.com
and info@holywaterandhellfire.com.
Y'all can book us. We do events.
Yes, book us.
Yes, we'll come out, do an event. And girl, you know, we're going to start doing something real cute we talk about, right?
Yes, 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 honey.
So before we die, we want to live, right? We're going to have us a few little cute parties.
Yes, we're going to have some real cute parties. Yeah,
cute little parties. So y'all book us so we can kind of give y'all some little hints and some little something to do with your husband and all that stuff.
We're going to have some mature and sure romantic teachings, honey, and cleansings, okay?
All of that good stuff, y'all.
You can follow us on our Facebook page, Holy Water and Hellfire, our Instagram page, Holy Water and Hellfire.
Yes.
And again, like Holy Water said, our website, holywaterandhellfire.com.
And honey, we on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
We on Twitter.
We tweeting
now, y'all.
Holy Water and Hellfire.
We're
on Twitter.
On Twitter. Yes. So, y'all hit us up. We really wanted to come to y'all today and just express or talk about something that's so real and something that's needed.
Yeah, we
in our community.
We don't talk about it. But it's definitely needed. So, everybody, get you some life insurance.
Get your life insurance.
Get your whole life, y'all.
Get your whole life. For real. whole life.
Yes.
Get your whole life.
Okay. Yes, yes. That is too funny.
So, y'all, we're going to keep this one short today. I'm sure that usually we go with like 30 minutes. So, it's a little short because we just wanted to hit y'all with that. But we will be talking to y'all again next week.
Talk to you soon. This is Hellfire.
And I am Holy Water.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.
Bye.